conditions was our conference.
Thank you. Thanks for the organizers. Most Ben, who is a very fond friend of mine, a hard-working person. We work together in many ways. Sometimes he disagrees with me, which I know that he always does. And, but that's very good, because that's our strength of our friendship and solidarity. It's a great honor for me to be here today. The word solidarity has a very profound meaning to us, to our people, to our nation. Because for a quarter of a century, if it wasn't because of your solidarity, we wouldn't be here today. Our country wouldn't be free. And that is a statement that I think we all recognize. And our feeling is reflected in our constitution. Because the more you feel free, the more responsible you feel about others who are not. And I congratulate the organizers for bringing our friends from Burma, Mindanao, West Papua, who actually also are struggling. And in 25 years, we have met so many of these heroes that also helped us in spite of their difficulties, many of you. And I feel that we have learned so much in that university called solidarity, that it's so enriching that I don't know how to put in words. Tapol is here, Carmel is here, and I've been to Meme, who does no upset IID, Solidamon, Sidak, CDPM, Aita, all those of you that really were there when we needed most. And being one of those who travel around the world to campaign for our country, and as my brother Abe has said, I'm still fighting, we are still fighting. It never ends because it has become part of us to fight for freedom and justice. When 2.5 years ago, the then President Xanana Gusmão was the chief of staff, we had a very private conversation and he said that maybe it's time for him to rest at last, in the end of his 5-year mandate. And I smiled, he looked at me and said, "What's funny?" I said, "You can't rest." He said, "Why?" "Because you are a prisoner of freedom, you know." Because we all are prisoners of freedom. And it's great to see so many prisoners of freedom here today. Because we feel free, but the more free we feel, the more responsible we feel towards others who still are not free. In this nation building years, 7 years now, and especially 10 years ago, I remember Mammy here stuck in Bali, crying on the phone, because so much death has occurred as a consequence of announcement of the results by the Kofi Annan in New York on 3rd of September. Ian Martin here on 4th of September. Ian Martin just arrived this afternoon. It was so great to see these people also back here. Since then, for us, has been a very harsh road, because jumping from the world of activists into government is a huge jump. It's really sometimes one of the biggest challenges of your life. I often think that in this road, since 2002 now, when the President-elect Xanana Gusmão and the late Sergio de Mello, President Xanana asked me to be his chief of staff, my reaction, I said no. He said, "Why not?" I said, "First, I don't even know what it means. Now I'm being specialized in fighting the struggle in front of Indonesian consulates, embassies and in the media, denouncing all this terror, and I might get you stuffed as the president." And he said, "No, I've never been a president of the republic either. Then we should let other people do the job then." And that was the beginning of a new responsibility. 5 years as chief of staff of the president. And I met a lady, a professor, called Martha Kremer, actually from the White House. And I had breakfast with her, facilitated by an U.S. NGO. And I asked her, I said, Martha, in short, what the chief of staff does? And she said, well, first of all, you are the cannon fodder. The president is always right. Chief of staff is the one to blame if something goes wrong. I said, that's very encouraging. And she said, and secondly, you are the one who must give the bad news to the president. I said, well, that's another one. And she said, thirdly, you must remember the president is not supposed to work. He's supposed to think about the state, about the nation. Chief of staff has to do the work. And I said goodbye to her at the airport and forgot about what she said. But in the crisis of 2006, all her words came back to me. I knew then the full meaning of what she was explaining to me. It was one of my toughest years in my life, in the crisis of 2006, when the head of state had to really hold everything together so that the ship does not sink. It was one of the biggest challenges that our very embryonic state has faced, everybody blaming each other. The Constitution is there to be upheld, but the President is a guerrilla commander, and we rely on the professors of the Constitution and our own common sense to stay afloat. And I think, thanks God, we have done it. Today has been a very tough day. I feel a bit overdressed here with you. But because first I had to, with the widow of my brother, we had to follow the military police of FDTL to take the bones, the remains of my brother, who we found at last, after 31 years, in Afalukei, in Watulan. He was the deputy vice minister of Fretilin, Sergeant Pierre Menegil. He was one of the founders of Valentil, the first deputy commander of Valentil until 28 November 75, and the commander of Brigadier Taurmatan Ruak in the jungle. So the military shows that the family should have a couple of days and they should take over. And they did. We went to Medina to leave his remains there and to rest in peace. It's been a good year for me personally, because months ago I also found the remains of my mother in Natarvon. And with this, I think that my other three relatives who passed away were killed, thrown in Tassatoro, some says we may never find them. But we decided that with the burial of my brother's bones, we declare all of them together in one small coffin. And then I have to leave Metinaru to come to Foreign Ministry to share the press conference of the whole of government with the media. And that's why I have to dress like this. But to me the most important event is this one. Because for the 30th of August, it's just the most important piece of this reflection should be on the solidarity. I think that over those decades that everyone ignored us, over those decades that no one wanted to know about us, they just saw us as ship steerers, saw us as lawbreakers, saw us as dreamers, people who live in fantasies. It was you that gave us strength. It was you that gave value to our work and aspirations. It was you and many of you. You have done much more than many of us of our own country. Yet, it was not your country. It was because now it is yours too. It is yours because you're so dedicated to our struggle. And I think that you deserve to be recognized by this nation state in one way or another, formally, with deep sense of meaning, the value, the importance of the work that you have done over the years. many of you have left personal mark on me, and that's why I told the Prime Minister I have to be here today. I congratulate the organizers, congratulate the statement. I make the statement mine, and I'm sure that our government that has to respect the Constitution, and the Constitution says very clearly that this state that calls Republica Democratica Timor-Leste must support those who struggle for their national liberation. It is in the Constitution, so we have no excuses not to do so. And I feel that it is a great honor to be here. It's a great honor to have you again in a new world, new momentum. It is also tough to be in government because every day we struggle with building a state with coercive powers and the principles that have enshrined your soul over 25 years of justice, human rights, individual rights, the freedom of the media, the values of NGOs, all these values, sometimes in the act of governance, we always draw our lessons, our experience, to explain to us what is going on when you make laws that by virtue of their content, their spirit, do contain some areas that diminishes these values that we have fought for so many years. These values of freedom, liberty, freedom of the media, and the right to criticize. We in the government now have jumped to the other side of the fence, where in the past we used to criticize all the governments. And I remember one day I said to the late Sergio de Mello, in the early years, when I was the deputy speaker of the then parliament called the National Legislative Council, I said, Sergio, the biggest challenge for you probably is how to make this happen. I said, what? I said, well, implementing all this idealism of the United Nations that's been specialized in criticizing all the governments, and now you are the government. And that was a huge challenge. And we inherit this. We inherit this since May 5 Accord was implemented. The Clause 6 said that regardless of the results, the United Nations will take over the territory. And it did happen with the Special Representative and the Transitional Administrator having the powers of an emperor. You could do anything you like here by virtue of the resolution of the Security Council. In 2 years, it was replaced by UNICEF for another 2 years, then by UNOPIR for 1 year, and now 2.5 years now by UNMID. The UN is still here with us in these 7 years of independence and these 2 years, and not forgetting the role of UNAMED also at that time, for Ian Martin was the SRG. So much to talk about. I know you're tired. You've done an excellent job. And I think that the energy that is here, the aspiration that is in the statement, will make sure that the next 10 years will be very productive. And we, as government, count on you, and you can count on us too. And we still continue to be together and keep on fighting for the ideals that we all share, that after all belongs to the humanity as a whole. And is defending it is the only hope humanity still has. Humanity still has. Thank you. And congratulations. Monserian Halolie Fumbara Kotetunde, Meme Monserian Kata President Ramos Orta, Kulian Senedwin. Hawato Lia Point One Day, Tamba Odean Katak Lia Point of Solidarity Ne, Nia Significado Ne, Kaliante Pedus Veita, Tamba Laos Solidarity, Karik Laia, Solidarity, Itene Rai Hoi, Lauko Rasikan. Ne Haukulio Experience Rasi, Tambi Tina Ronu Resindima Na Pei, Itabo Sira Jovem Tiene in Indonesia, Ami Campanha Eliu Rabat, Bafa ni o todo e mai della questi guida. Votato di pecolie, governo sire, ta fui valete. Ma vedi, இத்தனைய மாலுசிய சொல்ற ஜாதி மத்த சீமு இத்தனை தேரி தூளி மருவ லாக மூத்து கோவித்த தலபார சிறு இத்தனை ஓய்த்தா இபாலு மாத்த இணைதுனி போன்ற போத்தீர பெய்த எல்லோரும் கோசிர இணை தந்தலித போடி அத்தூடு கத மாஸ்கி தூக்கும் ரசிக்கானு மசிறு பெய்ன பார்த்தோம் இப்படி இணை தந்தித்தமோஸ் சீமு சிக்னிபிகார் சொல்ற ஜாதினே ஓமோஸ் கொல்டூரா ஃபோமில கிளியன் தேவிஸ் Levei te defende justiça, defende direitos humanos, liberdade, liberdade de imprensa livre. E valor ser bem, lá hoje tinha livro, lá hoje tinha statement, mas vê, e até na cultura, tem fome, tem neném, tem lá. Né, Dune, nessa dala, ele é carna, fato, declaração, oi, né, tudo, que essa energia não vem a nene, e assegura-te na saúde, mas oi, né, e também muito, na fato, fala transformação, defende justiça, direitos, de bem humanidade tão não precisa, também a esperança de humanidade ter ele. Obrigado e parabéns para o organizador, senhor. Então, olha, põe a reclamação, ao TACA, conferência.